I hope everybody is with a sachet of water. Can you hold it? Let me see your own. Lift it up. Let me see your own. Thank you. Put it down. Everybody has one? Just one. You are not drinking it, so don't bother to bring bottle. Don't bring bottle water. We want it like this here. Try your own now to drink, and when you pray too much, that one will be him. Only Sasha. Only Sasha. And those of you watching us from countries where you don't have Sasha, where you don't have pure water, your water is not pure. Yes, now. Those of you who don't have pure water in your country and you're watching us, go and get polythene bag. Put water inside. Tie it, and squeeze it and turn it like this. Because we are going to smash it by prophetic action with prayer today. Lift up your water again. Above your head. Above your head. I want to hear your response to this statement. As you are holding that water, somebody here, the cage that has caged your glory is now in your hand today. I said somebody here, the cage that has caged your blessing, caged your star, caged your womb, caged your star, your destiny, is in your hand today in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Put it down. Hold on very well. So smash it here. Somebody's head will start to run mad somewhere. Amen. It's good to be in the presence of God. They are still outside. What happened? You enter here, you see everybody around you with water. You no go ask why you all of the whole water. You just come sit down, they look altar. Get water. Tomorrow also we are coming with water. Tomorrow we are coming with water. This time around to be for healing. Because we'll drink it. We'll wash our face with it. Wash our face with it. Satan is a liar. A very big liar. The Lord showed me somebody that they were using a face to harass yesterday. The sister, she here. A sister that a face was appearing to you and laughing at you. The Lord ministered that to me yesterday. Who is the sister? Are you here today? I want to see you. I want to ask you something. The sister that I brought to the altar and clean your face with water and a handkerchief. Is she here? Is the sister here? The sister yesterday that I brought out here and cleaned your face with water and a handkerchief. You don't come today. Okay, your deliverer yesterday. Don't go. I want to ask her something. Praise the Lord. Okay, can we quickly come back to our seats? Open your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 3. Let's pick it for a text tonight. Can we therefore be on our feet as we pick that text, because we are going to read it together in unison. We're going to chorus it together. Can we be on our feet? 1 Peter chapter 3. One verse. Can we be on our feet, please? The weaker ones, can you be on your feet? Is it difficult to stand up? Even if you don't have Bible, just stand up. Look at the screen. Stand up and look at the screen. Somebody shout, I am strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. No, not everybody. Let the weak say, I am strong. No, not everybody. Let only those, the weak, say, I am strong. All of you are weak. Okay, 1 Peter chapter 3, 1 verse 13. Are we ready? 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 13. All of us together, shall we go? And who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good? Say it again. Who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? Father, may you add blessing to the reading of your word in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Be seated. And who is he? Who is that person that will harm you if you be follower of that which is good? Hallelujah. Somebody sent me a text, and I thank you for sending me that text, telling me that some people may misunderstand what I said yesterday when I made reference to the man that his wife went and committed adultery, and according to their tradition, if the man meets with his wife, he will die. And I said, according to the story, we all had it like I had it. It was during a question and answer session. That the man went to the priest of his church. And Anglican church. To ask whether now that he's a Christian, should he still go and perform the ritual that will stop him from dying? The priest told him, you are now a believer. That law doesn't apply to you again. And so he decided to meet with his wife. He didn't go to the village to do the ritual because he believes he's a Christian. And he died. Praise the Lord. Well, in my answer, I said that man was foolish. And I say he is foolish. The fact that he went to ask his priest whether he should go or not is enough evidence for that priest to know that the man was not sure whether he was a Christian or not. He's a very foolish man. He should have gone, that is what I said yesterday, he should have gone and done that ritual so that he will live. He is foolish. He died a foolish death. Now the question is, am I saying that Christians should go and perform such rituals? No, the man was not a Christian. That is why I say he was foolish, because he knew himself that he was not a Christian. Amen. And I kept emphasizing, and I will continue to emphasize, that true Christianity has been misrepresented. That is what this ministry is raised up for. And the children of God are everywhere in the whole world. And God gave us a medium of this broadcast to reach out. I'm telling you, all over the world, people's eyes are opening to see that there's a difference between being a church member and being a member of the body of Christ. Through our teachings, through this channel. And I've been saying it. That is why, when you turn down the ministry of a prophet, you have rejected God. Listen, church, the whole world, listen to me. When you turn down, listen, Samuel was a prophet that God was using to lead the children of Israel. Church, listen, this is very, very important. So that people who think we are fanatics will understand why we take the stand that we take. Very contrary to the conventional Christianity that has been presented to us. God did not ordain to lead his children, Israel, by a king. I am saying this. Understand this. I preach a message that I titled The Perfect Will of God and the Permissive Will of God. The fact that God himself told Samuel who he should go and ordain as a king. Listen, must not be confused about whether God permitted it or not. Many people are walking in the will of God, but not the perfect will of God. They are walking in the permissive will of God and thinking they are walking in the perfect will of God. There is the perfect will of God and there is the permissive will of God, and it is all from God. Hallelujah. Okay, listen to this. They told Samuel, we want a king. Because they saw how the kings of other nations were. And they're going to battle, is the king that leads them, and this one, and then they want to be like that. That means they wanted to be like a people that God himself has separated them from. God has ordained that he will lead his people by a prophet. It is thus said the Bible. The word of the Lord always come to the prophet. The word of the Lord does not come through anybody, not through a king. It comes through a prophet. A prophet. When I say a prophet, I am not talking about the gift of prophecy. I'm talking about the office of a dispensational prophet. God always in every dispensation leaves himself a voice in the land to be his voice for that land, for that time, to fulfill his purpose at that time. If you don't understand this, Christians don't understand it, but Satan understands it. And that is why, amen. Now let me just add this. Now, Samuel was angry. He begged them, did I dupe you? Did I cheat you? Have I done anything? Why are you people rejecting me to say you want a king? Why? And he was there crying, and God came to Samuel and said, Samuel, you are not the one they have rejected. They have rejected me. Give them what they want, but show them how their king will be like. And the same God now told him to go to the house. Go to Saul, look for Saul, wherever he is. Let him there and say, now him be that. Pour oil upon him. And from the day that the prophet poured oil upon him and he became a king, Saul became the Lord's anointed. That's the mystery. Did God call Saul? Yes. But he was given, he came to ordain Saul to give them their heart desire. And David recognized it. When he had the opportunity to kill Saul, who was looking for his life, he said, who is he to touch the Lord's anointed? That is the reason why we tell you the mystery of the anointing is deep. Amen. And then God began to deal with Saul as if he is actually, you know, the one that ordained it to be like that. And then he can be angry with Saul. I made you a king. And I told you what to do. You refuse. So I will remove the office of kingship from you. So it will look as if it is something that has been ordained. And while it is going on, Samuel is by the side looking at them. Oh, they rejected the word of God. They rejected to be led by God. They chose to be led by man-made doctrines. That's the position of the church today. By people who have been anointed by God himself. Anointed by God, but leading the church with man-made doctrines. It's deep. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So when it comes to the area of salvation, Christianity, the process of God's redemption, not too many pastors know it. And when the blind lead the blind, where do they go? Fall into the ditch. You are not a Christian because you woke up one day, you are tired with life. Where will I go but to the Lord? Then you decided, from today, I don't thief again. From today, I don't lie again. From today, I don't drink again. Call your wife. Pack all the ego, throw it away. Carry all the drinks. From now, my church, I won't go now. Pastor, I decided to make here my church. Which department you want to make I work? I want you to keep me busy so that I'm not going to remember to go back to do something. So if you are which pastor no go collect you? Have me too, I go collect you. You want to work for church? Hey, come. I need workers. Then from that day, you buy Bible. Then from that day, you carry, you know, cross, hang for chest, sticker, everywhere, your car, your house, your office, everywhere. So that anybody will see the sticker, they will say, you are born again. You are not a Christian like that, oh, but you are a very good member of that church. And many Christians, so-called Christians, are members of their churches and thinking they are members of the body of Christ. Make your calling and election sure. Praise the Lord. You know why I preach confidently? Because of testimonies I hear. That what I am saying has effect. The young man from Cameroon yesterday, I met him this evening and he was trying to tell me that throughout his stay, you know, there was a void. He said he traveled somewhere, went somewhere, met a church, they call it International Christian Fellowship, somewhere there. And there, he felt that, if I enter church, there's something I expect to see different from outside among unbelievers. Why will women be dressing and exposing their bodies? Why will this? Why will that? He went to the pastor. And the pastor said that this is how it is supposed to be. God is a merciful God. God is a good God. God does not condemn people. It is your heart that God is looking at. So you should stop that. He said, that he met his pastor one day and told him, I am single, but the woman I want to marry must not be wearing earring, must not be palming her hair, and must not be wearing trouser. He has not heard that gospel anywhere. He said he's not even learned, he didn't go to school. So he can neither read nor write. But he said, the pastor told him, travel the whole world, you will never see that type of woman. Amen. He said, rather than stay in that church, he was still believing that he would see another place. He withdrew from that church and stayed at home. He said one day something made him to go and buy a decoder and fix the satellite television. And immediately he was scrolling, he came across Bride Assembly. And then what we were saying, and he saw the answer to his need. Praise the Lord. He said he invited the pastor, come and watch, come and hear this man. See their sisters. See the way they look. He said there's nobody like that. In fact, he has started eyeing some sisters here to see who can pick. So that when they reach Cameroon, he goes, say, you say I'm not going to get anybody anywhere. See one here. Which sister want to be the one? He was telling me why he was always seen on the screen. He said he's hoping to talk to her before he goes back. I say, that one, they don't book him down. Look for another one. Praise the Lord. When I hear such testimonies, I am fired. To know that there are people that are responding to what we are saying. That Christianity is more than going to church. It's more than being a worker in the church. And if I'm going to go deeper, that Christianity is more than exercising a gift. That's going deeper. It's more than, and that there are people that are operating gifts, and yet Jesus doesn't know them. The Bible says so. It's another mystery. Amen. You have to understand this, church. You don't know why God brought you here. He's giving you the last opportunity. It's the last move. Seven church ages. This is the last church age before the rapture. And it is closing. See, the time is closing. Every sign, everywhere showing that very soon, the Gentile church age will close. Christ will stand up from the mercy seat to fulfill Revelation chapter 10 to bring forth the seven thunder messages. And bam, we go. Time is getting short. He said in the days of the voice, is always a voice. Always a voice. And there are never two at a time. In every age, one. And the fact that that man is dead does not end the age. So let another one not come and say, now that he's dead, I am the next. Lila, we are better informed than that. Amen. There is a message that God has sent to us. He sent it through the voice of the seventh angel. And who is that seventh angel? We have found it to be that American man, humble servant of God. The man that God has used the highest in this age that we are living in. That man, William Marion Branham. I thank God he made me to see that ministry. And not just see the ministry, because it's not enough that you see the ministry, but understanding the ministry. Because it's not everyone that has seen the ministry that has understood the ministry. So everyone that has heard the message of that man has understood it. Many funny things happening within the followership. The same old devil that's invaded it. But nobody can stop the purpose of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You are having the last opportunity when you come across us. You are coming across the last move before the rapture. The rapture has started. The mystery, if you see why I say it's a privilege, is in the Bible, when Apostle Paul told Timothy that he should study, 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. He says so because in the Bible, church, listen, everything that pertaining to your salvation, everything that pertaining to our salvation, the salvation of man, everything there is written there in symbol to take only God to make you to understand. And that's why everybody reads 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 16. Can we read it? First Thessalonians 4 verse 16. He said, for the Lord himself. Amen. Okay, start from verse 13 so that we catch the picture. For those who may be seeing that for the first time. I am going somewhere so that you will take what I want to say seriously. That's why I'm dropping these hard knocks first. But I will not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. Verse 14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Verse 15. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord. The emphasis there is, it is thus said the Lord, that we, what happened? I read from screen, what happened? For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Asleep there. It's not those who are sleeping for vigilance. We call it this whole. The sleep is talking about. It's not this type of sleep. Some people, they sleep, they come vigil. Come and sleep. It's not this sleep. It's die. Death. Christians, when we die, we sleep. Why? Because there is a resurrection morning. Eh? How many people are sure of resurrection? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You are sure of resurrection. Let me see your hand up. Put down your hand. If you see people put hand, you say, go put up your own. Eh? You are supposed to see me for prayer. You don't see me. Yesterday, see me today. Okay. I don't want to forget. I just, my face jam on for them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. Verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from. Listen, you know, that's why I say he will write it, and instead of you to rightly divide the word of truth, study and show thyself approved. That means you can misinterpret a scripture. And before God, you are not approved.